He was created of a mother whom he created. He was carried by hands that he formed. He cried in the manger in wordless infancy. He, the Word, without whom all human eloquence is mute. Augustine. December 12th. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Luke 1:26-28. It could be said that we often live our lives to the beat of a monotonous drum. The constant cycle of everyday living can easily cause us to doubt the miraculous, and to often believe that the only thing that interjects the monotony are disasters and tragedy. Mary was living her life and going on with the everyday work of a young, betrothed Nazarene woman. And in a moment, everything changed. Her monotony was interrupted by an angel who was going to bring her a message that would change her life and the world forever. In his greeting to her, the angel speaks to her how she had been favored of the Lord and that he was with her. Can you imagine that? I'm sure Mary was faithful to God, but like many of us who adorn church pews on Sunday, read our Bibles often, and pray regularly, there is often a little nagging in the back of our mind which questions, is God really watching? Does he really care? These verses answer that question with an overwhelming, yes, he does. He interrupted the monotony of a young woman in Nazareth's life with a grand miracle to tell her that the Lord is with her. And 2,000 plus years later, the Christmas story reminds us that the grand miracle still penetrates the monotony of our lives today.